Over the years, I have unfortunately come into a lot of situations where a prospect calls us up and says, I have blown tens of thousands of dollars on my advertising with this other individual, this other agency. I'm not sure what's going on and what to do. But fortunately, we have a process that we've shown that eliminates $50,000, sometimes $100,000 of wasted client dollars. I want to share that with you so you don't have to continue to be in that experience. And so that in the future, when you do need to launch a new marketing campaign, you know exactly how to eliminate that waste that occurs needlessly and thoughtlessly. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to dive into this in just a minute. So earlier today, I was having a conversation with a new prospective client that has said they're looking forward to partnering with us. So we're excited about that. And I was having a conversation with them because they run a personal injury law firm. And they shared, unfortunately, some horror stories of working with some of the biggest agencies in the country and also working with really small agencies, but they kept facing the same problem. And that is that sometimes things would work with their advertising, sometimes things wouldn't. And our client, one, didn't know why, you know, things were working or not working, but they knew that they kept seeing these big fluctuations in cost per lead. They also had, you know, times where they'd go a few weeks or even a month with not getting hardly any lead production at all. And things were just so sporadic that they just were continually frustrated with the marketing dollars they were spending, not consistently producing results or not consistently improving, because there's always a launch period for a campaign where early results need to be optimized and improved, but ultimately where you should see everything stabilize and then just incrementally improve over time. And so years ago, almost 10 years ago, I actually took the same approach that most agencies out there still do today, unfortunately. But I tested it side by side with something else that we do to determine what was the best approach to get good results and how to make sure that we were being really responsible with our clients' advertising dollars and make sure that they weren't wasting any time or money. And when we ran these tests and when we also analyzed other agencies taking this what I believe is an ineffective and wrong approach, we found that between $50,000 and $100,000 were wasted over the course of a year because of a big misstep in early in the process. And so the challenge when hiring somebody to do your marketing is it's easy to fall into one of two camps. One is somebody bought a laptop, took a Google Ads course or a Facebook course, and they think they're an expert and they come in and charge you a bunch of money. But then they are also spending your ad dollars and they're learning on the job in an ineffective way. There's probably an effective way to do that, but it's ineffective that way. And so if they get lucky, good for you. But when they get unlucky and there's a Google update or change or when things change, you can start bleeding money really, really quickly and not get any results. So you deal with somebody that's just very inexperienced, that happens. Or what's also happens to a lot of our clients, especially in the personal injury space, is they'll work with one of those big names in the industry, which I won't name, but there's a couple that are really popular that say, oh, we can handle everything. And they have a good start, but then they get handed off to somebody in the company that's probably new at their job or doesn't have a relationship with that client. So they don't care. They're not invested. And results start to die off or go away. And you can kind of get the same bad result, either working with a big, big national brand, doesn't really have the personal care and attention and partnership with clients as they should, or you're working with somebody smaller that's learning on your dollars and wasting time and money. And if they get lucky, like I said, they don't know why it happened. And if things don't work, they can't explain that either. And they can't make adjustments to fix things. Both of those scenarios come into play because a foundational principle is not being applied. And that is, if you don't have a clear written plan, then you're going to get off track because nobody knows what the plan is. And so if there's no plan, you're going to waste a significant amount of time and money. So one of the first things we do with our clients is make sure that we always start by building a 12-month marketing plan. We do an initial discovery project together. We uncover their opportunities. We identify what was working, what's not working, and we map out a plan that our client reviews, picks the items that are priority to them, and approves those for us to work on. And that way, it's a roadmap that's like 85 or 90%, you know, complete, and we can make small adjustments as we learn and as we partner with the client, but we're not just throwing things against the wall and hoping they stick, you know, and hoping that that results happen. I can't tell you how shocked I am that large agencies don't start with this, because it's a simple step that gets everybody on the same page and eliminates wasted time and money and frustration and pain in the future. The second reason why a lot of agencies, you know, blow a ton of money, whether they're small freelancing, you know, companies, one or two people or one person, or these really large companies, is they don't really sync up correctly in the beginning with the client to understand who's being targeted and why, and what the actual sales process is internally, what the follow-up steps are going to be. And because of that, they start recommending things that just don't match, you know, to the client's actual needs. So part of our initial process when we build the strategy is really doing a deep dive with our clients to understand who they are, what they're targeting, what their goals are. And we set very clear and realistic expectations of how we'll start things up. It's going to take 2 to 3 months to get stabilized. And then from the 3 month to the 6 month mark is where you're really going to see consistent lead flow and cost per lead come down. It's a shame and it almost feels like a crime in some situations where somebody just starts without any knowledge and they assume everything about the client who they're supposed to be serving. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a lot about how and why we really partner with our clients. And we believe it's a partnership because with that mindset, you can really serve well. But if you just force everybody into your same process, you're not taking into consideration how their business actually runs, who they're targeting and why, you know, all those things. And so getting real-time feedback from our clients is a part of the process that allows us to consistently improve the results that they're getting and make sure we're not off track from their actual business needs. And so my encouragement to you is, regardless of what type of campaigns you're running, what kind of marketing you're doing, is make sure that you require from whoever you choose to work with that they build a marketing plan up front, because that's going to allow you to sync up, get on the same page, and have a clear roadmap going forward. And you can reference it as you go. You can always make changes as requested, but then there's no, you know, lack of clarity as far as, you know, what's next and how things are progressing and what the end goal is. So always start with a marketing plan first. That's going to save you $50,000 to $100,000 if you're a mid-sized, you know, business. And that's going to really make a huge difference in how you show up in the marketplace. It's going to make a huge difference in how your ad dollars are spent. And ultimately, it's going to save you money, which is good, but it's also going to save you a lot of time. And when you take that approach, you'll be so much farther ahead. You'll know where things stand and you'll have clear objectives, clear targets, and be able to measure your results around that. So if you need help with any of this, even if you just want us to take a look and build a marketing plan so that you and your team can execute on it, whatever it may be, it's one of the things we love helping our clients with. You can reach us at businessmarketingengine.com. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and we will see you on tomorrow's show. We'll be right back.